Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. First things first, Happy New Year to those who celebrate. I hope you had a wonderful holiday last night. If you're still celebrating tonight and you're waiting for some of the family to come home from synagogue, we're glad you tuned in to make the wait easier. If you don't celebrate, Happy New Year to you too. it was a great time. I had a wonderful time with my family last night. Every year at this time of year, I do a show on open enrollment for Medicare. The last few years, my guest tonight has been my guest in the last few years. And we're going to talk about everything there is to know about Medicare and what used to be known as Medicare Advantage. We'll talk about the little change in that name coming up. This is singularly the most important time of the year for people on Medicare. I can't begin to express just how important this is. So Desiree Mearns is here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her in just a minute. But first, I want to again wish everybody a Happy New Year. If you're traveling home, light on traffic tonight on 95.9 and 106.9. If you've just happened upon us for the first time, we do a show called Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you're a new listener, we're here every Monday night at this time, 6 o'clock on 95.9 and 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. I also tell everybody at this time about the support groups that we are involved in during the course of the upcoming week. There are two this week. For Parkinson's, if you're struggling with Parkinson's or if you're a family member with someone who is, there is in Lake Worth at the physical therapy location. Physical is F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L in Lake Worth at 12:30 on Friday. If you're a family member struggling with someone who has Alzheimer's disease, or if you're if you have a family member struggling with Alzheimer's and you need some people to talk to, we also are doing a support group on Alzheimer's disease this Thursday at 2 o'clock at Pacifica Senior Living. It's technically in Green Acres, but it's also kind of in the Lake Worth area. I encourage you to come. It's totally free. There's no obligation. You can just come and talk to other people who are going through perhaps what you are at Pacifica Senior Living Thursday at 2 o'clock. I encourage you to come. But the reason that you're listening tonight is because tonight's show is so important. And I will tell you a little bit more about my guest, Desiree Mearns. She is the SHINE Program Director for Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. She began her career at the Area Agency on Aging in PSA 9, which covers five counties, the counties that can hear this show and a few extra. She started in July 2014. She has a bachelor's in healthcare administration, and she just got her MBA from FAU last year, so congratulations. She's also a brand new mom, which has nothing to do with her bio, but it's really fun, just 4 months. Anyway, she provides support to three staff members and almost 60 volunteers across 19 sites in the five-county service area, all while providing outreach presentations and lectures to healthcare professionals and to the general public. And she comes to radio shows like mine to help you. She has a lot of family on Long Island and is going to post to Facebook and hopefully get the word out about being here. Desiree, welcome back.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be back.
It comes around fast, doesn't it?
It really does. Our entire year is based off of the next 12 weeks.
I feel like we just did the show, but even in what seems like a very short period of time, a lot has changed. And so let's start at the 30,000-foot level. What is open enrollment, and why is this so important?
So open enrollment is also referred to as the already enrolled period. And this is for those folks who already have Medicare. Yes, if you're new to Medicare and your birthday falls between the open enrollment period dates, which are October 15th to December 7th, You are still within your initial enrollment period to make some decisions on new to Medicare, but it's generally for those who already have Medicare and are looking at their options for the next year. So now, October 15th to December 7th, we are looking at our options for what will go active January 1st, 2020.
And just to clarify it for me a little bit more, because I'm on Medicare, this is a chance where if you think there's a better option for you, you can take it. Now, that doesn't come without implication, and we're going to go through some of those, of course. But if you're on traditional Medicare and you're looking to go on to an HMO or a PPO, this is the time that you can do that. Vice versa, if you want to switch back, this is the time that you can do that. But again, all sorts of implications. And Medicare has different parts. There is A, B, C, and D, and we're going to go through them all. But C, for the purposes of conversation, we're going to put aside because that's the Medicare Advantage, which is going to be called what?
It is now referred to as health plans. So you'll begin to see the word Advantage replaced with health plans. So don't freak out. Advantage plans aren't going away. We're just replacing the word with health plans because it's not necessarily advantageous to everyone's situation. And we want it to be a completely neutral education.
Right. So let's start at the beginning of the alphabet. What is Medicare? What does Medicare cover on A, B, and D?
Okay, so original Medicare is your red, white, and blue card. So that's your Part A and your Part B. So your Part A is hospitalization or inpatient services. So this is when someone is admitted into the hospital. Part B is your doctor services, outpatient services. That is also under observation status. So with the A and B, that covers 80% of Medicare-approved procedures and services. So it does have to be deemed a medical necessary.
I know you're tired. You have a long day already.
It's a Monday.
Right.
So for the 80% to cover. So then the 20% falls into a different piece.
And that's where supplements come in, which often get confused with Medicare C. And we're going to come back to Medicare Part C and supplements as the show unfolds. So Part A is hospital, basically, and Part B is doctors. Yes. Part A is covered typically 100%, not forever, right? There are limitations.
Yes.
And Part B is almost never 100%. Although there are exceptions.
Exactly.
So that clears it up for no one.
Basically. And the thing is there are all these Medicare rules and there are exceptions and there are special enrollments and things like that. And that's what we're really here to do as a program is to help everyone navigate, understand their benefits, and sometimes help them find those exceptions.
So that's a good segue because we're going to come back, but that's a good segue into SHINE, right, which is what you're the project director, program director for. What is SHINE and how does that come into this conversation about what Part A and Part B and Part D and Part C and whatever else there is?
Absolutely. It will come full circle. SHINE right. stands for Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders. And we are a program. It's generally a network of volunteers that provide free and completely unbiased information and guidance on Medicare counseling. So that could be any piece of Medicare needed, billing, appeals, just talking general entitlement programs, supplements, everything that has to do with Medicare. So we are also on the national scale, the SHIP program, S-H-I-P, State Health Insurance Program. So in different states, we have different names, but here in the Sunshine State in Florida, we are SHINE.
It's important to repeat that the service that you provide is totally free. You know, I mean, I joke that's our age, everybody's F word, favorite F word, but it's totally free. And unbiased, right? So it
Absolutely.
Is unbiased.
No one on our team is allowed to have any type of active insurance license. So not health insurance, car insurance, home, any kind of insurance license at all. So our volunteers are vetted through a pretty tough training as well as background screening, and then we do also a license check. So we're there to protect our Medicare beneficiaries and their caregivers.
So I guess I never realized that. The other thing about this period of time, and I don't want to shortchange the people who are turning 65, but that's not what this show is really about. This show is about the already covered for the most part. And we're happy to take questions about if you're about to come. And Shine will help if you're about to go into Medicare, that we should make that clear. But this is also the time, not only is it a time for you to make a choice, it's a time for the providers to try to sell you their wares, their goods. There, nothing wrong with that. They're certainly entitled to. But your mailbox, if you're 65 or older and currently on Medicare, is about to be inundated with very pretty brochures and promising all sorts of things, right?
Yes. Medicare beneficiaries should have received their notice of changes by today. And then tomorrow begins the marketing. So that's when everyone will really be inundated by mail, by phone, different ways that the marketing will happen for the different options of Medicare.
I don't know why this came to mind. Is there a prohibition about people calling you or knocking on your door? Or, I mean, do you have to initiate the call? I guess I don't know why that came to mind now, but I think I heard you say something.
That's because you've been to many of my presentations before.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That was a warning there. So, yes. So someone can come to your home to provide you information about their certain plans, what they're offering, but they have to be invited. So if someone knocks on the door and asks if you want information or if they can come in to talk to you about a certain plan or certain company, and you didn't invite it, you didn't ask for them to come, That is illegal. Yeah.
By now, has everybody gotten their new Medicare cards? Has everybody got the new Medicare red, white, and blue cards?
That is a wonderful question. We actually were reviewing that as a state team last week because everyone should have received their new card, their new number. So it's this beautiful jumble of letters and numbers that makes absolutely no sense except for to us because we're those Medicare nerds. Everyone should have received them already. However, we did get a notification of a certain number of Floridians who have not received their new Medicare card because Social Security has an incorrect address, maybe they're homeless, P.O. boxes that went unanswered, things like that. So if you don't have your new Medicare card, it is really important that you get with Social Security. Medicare, you can even call us locally to help you make those connections to get your new Medicare card. Because they are supposed to go, meaning the old Medicare numbers are supposed to be deactive December 31st of this year.
So that's a no-joke warning right there. That's the real
deal.
It
can mess up quite a bit.
That's the real deal. So we talked about Medicare Part A, Part B. There is Part D, which D for drugs.
Yes.
Talk about Part D.
Okay, so Part D can be twofold, or someone can receive it in two different ways. Someone can get their Part D as a standalone PDP, prescription drug plan, that is a card to their three-piece pieces to original Medicare. So, and these change every year, so it's really important to review them. It might be a slight change that does not mean anything to you or your prescriptions that you're on, or it can be a drastic change. So that's why we're here to provide that counseling. Someone can also receive their Part D coverage encompassed inside of their Part C or Medicare Health Plan, Advantage plans. And that's something to review as well.
Okay. So many questions. Let's give a brief overview of the Medicare Health Plan alternative, the Medicare Advantage alternative to what I would call traditional Medicare. I don't know if that's the term that you still use, but I would call it traditional Medicare, Part A, Part B, with perhaps a supplement and a Part D plan. But there is this Part C, and it confuses the hell out of a lot of people. So, again, before we drill down too deeply, what is Part C?
So Part C, health plans, this is your networked option. So it's an or option. So you can't have Original Medicare and an Advantage plan because supplements and the Advantage plan, health plan networks don't work together. So it's an or. It's not a replacement plan. That's very important to understand. A lot of providers or folks within the healthcare community will use the word replacement. So you're not losing your Medicare. You still have your Medicare rights and considerations. It's just the option that you chose in which to bill and coordinate your Medicare. So this is your HMO, PPO, SMP, which is a special needs plan, and fee-for-service type of networks as well. So it's something you're signing up to.
And unlike Medicare, which is single-payer, government-funded, the government's paying the tab, there are many, many options on Part C. There is not one Medicare Advantage or Medicare health plan. Am I right about that?
There's anywhere between 15 and 23 per zip code within Palm Beach County alone. So there are a lot of options to review, and that's what we help with.
And that's an important consideration, Desiree, because you may live on one side of, I'm just picking a road, you may live on one side of Jog Road, and your friend lives on the other side, and you may not be charged the same for the same plan or may not even have access to the same plan.
It's very true. The Medicare risk ratios are something I'm very interested in. So even as specific as one side of a city to another can show totally different risk ratios. It's all based on population and the healthcare utilization of the area, as well as the support. Are there enough providers, hospitals, different facilities available? So absolutely.
The other thing I think, before we start to drill down into some specifics, because we have lots of specifics to go through, the other thing that people need to understand is that when you're first eligible for Medicare, you have no underwriting. Whatever you choose, they kind of have to take you no matter what condition you are in. In this open enrollment period, while you can make changes to whatever you want, I guess that's not really true. While you can make changes to your plan, you are now subject to underwriting, and I don't think people understand that. So can you help people understand? And then what is underwriting?
Absolutely. So when someone's Part B first goes active, it triggers a six-month window that's called a guaranteed issue rate. This is that six-month window where you're a brand new baby to Medicare, and no one can consider any pre-existing conditions. You're not asked anything but the general questions for the Medicare supplement. So this is your Medigap piece that you're protecting. And that's the time that you can get those policies at the cheapest available to you. Outside of that 6 months is when, if you have a pre-existing condition, different companies have different medical underwriting that you go through, that's when your premium can begin to increase.
So two people can go for precisely the same Medicare Advantage plan in the same household, be of exactly the same age, and one can be charged X and another could be charged two times X.
It's actually in the supplement piece. So the Medigap supplement piece, absolutely. So are they male, are they female, smoker, non-smoker? Outside of that 6 months, they can consider any pre-existing condition. Within that 6 months, those premiums are going to be a lot closer.
Right. But, we're going to talk about supplements as soon as we come back. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with Desiree Mearns. Desiree comes here every year, and we are thankful that she does because there is no one who knows more about open enrollment than Desiree Mearns. She is the SHINE Program Director for the Area Agency on Aging, the Aging and Disability Resource Center. I should know all of the acronyms because I'm on the advisory council, but she's been there a long time. She is a wealth of knowledge. Open enrollment is that point in time where you have a lot of options that you can take advantage of. Some of them are great, Some of them not so good. Some of them you may be told things by your friends that may or may not be true. We're going to drill down in some of the specifics, things that you should be aware of. We're going to have some time before the end of the show to talk about Medicare fraud, which is another part of Desiree's responsibilities, newly appointed to her responsibilities, and that is fascinating. So much to talk about on this so very important show. So I hope that you'll continue to listen. If you if you'd like to call and ask some questions, you can certainly do that. Call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with Desiree Mearns, who is the program director for SHINE, which serves the health insurance needs of elders. And it helps during Medicare open enrollment, the single most important, and I'm going to say dangerous period of time for those people who are on Medicare if you don't fully understand what you're up against. So we did talk about A, B, and D as Medicare before the break. We're going to talk, we did talk about C in general terms. I promise you we'll talk a lot more about Medicare Advantage or Medicare health plans. But there is yet another thing to confuse you, and that is supplements or Medigap. If you have A, B, and D, you might want to consider a supplement to protect you against the 20% of some of the costs of Medicare Part B or other circumstances. nursing homes being one, that you're unprepared for. So talk about supplements, if you will, Desiree.
Absolutely. So the best thing to remember is that they're third-party private insurance companies. So this is an additional premium, an additional company that you're signing up for. We spoke a little bit about the guaranteed issue rate, which is the first 6 months after someone's Part B goes active. So sometimes someone will have their Part A active, but they may still work. So you can postpone the Part B as long as you have credible coverage. So then once that Part B goes active, that's what triggers the six-month window where you are basically a brand new baby to Medicare. And during that six-month window is the cheapest time that you can get a Medigap supplement. One of our more popular types right now is F, and what we're hearing the most about is how F is going away and how everyone's so scared of that. But what's happening is it's actually not going to be offered to newbies as of January 1st, 2020. So if you're going new to Medicare in 2020, I'm so sorry, you will not be eligible for type F, which is right now the most comprehensive type of supplement for that 20%. But if you have type F, you are grandfathered into it. So you can stay within that F type. And in that Medigap supplement, you do not have to leave it. So sometimes that is misconstrued that someone needs to leave the F type. But if you have it now, you're grandfathered into it.
It's important to understand that whatever the Medigap plan that you are, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever the acronyms are, every company that offers the same plan. They don't necessarily charge the same amount. So you use a good example of AARP versus another one, United Health. Can you explain that?
So company XYZ and company ABC, they are both offering a type N as in Nancy. So we'll just pick on that one. One is $140 a month, and another one is $301 a month. You ask yourself, why is such a dramatic difference? Well, sometimes you're paying for a brand name. That company then believes that they are worth that much more due to their customer service or whatever their justification is. So what we do at InShine is we provide you with the information based on what you provide us. Are you more budget friendly? Or do you absolutely have to have company XYZ's information? Then we can provide that. But ultimately, every type has to cover the exact same thing. So we generally give folks three options on what looks budget friendly or whatever is close to the company that they appreciate. And we have them call the company. Did you wait for 45 minutes? Did the person answer all of your questions? Did you, really try them out, because you are pretty much making a commitment to these Medigap supplements? Yes, during the open enrollment period, you can switch back and forth between original Medicare and the Advantage plan or health plan side, but there are some times where that's not advantageous to your healthcare utilization or just your situation. So whenever we do that Medigap supplement counseling, we want to make sure that everyone's aware of the differences, the not-so-differences, and yes, the premiums down here in South Florida are pretty aggressive. Pretty high, especially if someone is moving from a different area. That can be a little bit of a sticker shock. So we just want everyone to be educated, and we help guide them to make their decision. We do not provide advice, and we do not enroll.
Right. That's another important consideration you do not enroll. You are not. You don't sell insurance. That's basically the bottom line. You don't. You just give people advice. And your job has gotten a lot tougher. And we're going to talk about how Medicare.gov has made it more challenging for Shine. But that's a whole conversation that I want to get to. Before I leave supplements, though, I think it's important that people, I want to reiterate, that you may have been on an Advantage plan, and because of a health challenge, you now think you'd be more advantageous to go back to traditional Medicare with Part A, Part B, and a supplement. And while that may seem like a really good idea, your new health condition may prevent that from being a practical solution. Is that
That's yes, right. Outside of that guaranteed issue, right? Again, that first 6 months, if there is a pre-existing condition or maybe you quote unquote fail someone's medical underwriting, the company can deny you, or have a pretty hefty premium to the supplement plan.
One brief question, because you said something that piqued my interest. If you are allowed to delay Part B, and I don't want to be too arcane and get too down deep in the weeds, mm-hmm. weeds, but if you are allowed to delay Part B, not by choice, but because you have other coverage, and now your other coverage is stopped and you're going to go in, which you're allowed to go into Part B without penalty, are you then, even if you're 74, are you then able to get your supplement without underwriting at the same time as Part B?
Absolutely. So yeah. It's that Part B activation, the first activation. Okay. So let's say maybe you activate Part B and then you decide to turn it off for whatever reason. That second activation isn't the time. It's the first activation.
So this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here with one of my favorite guests every year, Desiree Mearns. She is the program director for SHINE, serves the health insurance needs of elders. During open enrollment, her program can help you decide on what your best options are. There is no one more knowledgeable. Frankly, there's no one more knowledgeable than the people who work for her, which are the people you're going to talk to when you call them. And we're going to tell you how to call them as soon as we come back. But if you want to call us with your questions, that's pretty easy. You just have to call 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with Desiree Mearns. Desiree is the program director for the SHINE program, which is a free service offering you counseling on your options and what you should or should not consider doing during open enrollment, which runs every year from October 15th to December 7th. It is both the best and the worst of times for those of us who have Medicare, because this is a time you can make a terrible mistake or a time that you can make a beautiful, wonderful decision that can help save you a lot of money and increase your coverage. So SHINE is a free service. Desiree, before I ask you about the difficulty about Medicare.gov, how do people reach SHINE if they have questions and don't want to call here?
So our local program to make an appointment either face-to-face or by phone is 866-684-5885. You can also reach out via our website at Florida, F-L-O-I-R-D-A.
Florida, you got it.
FloridaShine.org. It's a Monday, where someone can do a website contact request, or they can research where our next presentation may be.
And you are, and people make appointments. I don't think I even mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. People actually make appointments. They can come in. And you have other locations other than just Palm Beach, right?
Yes, we have 19 throughout Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee County.
And they can call to find out where those locations are. And they can make appointments at those locations through the 5885 number, right?
Yes, 68458. Or by phone.
Or by phone. So you have a new challenge this year that has changed your life, not necessarily in a great way. The Medicare.gov requirements for people like yourself have changed, and it is really impacting your ability to do the best job that you possibly can, correct?
So we've seen it more as an opportunity for clients because once it really hits the ground running, it's going to be advantageous for our folks. So what the Medicare Plan Finder does now for Medicare.gov is you are to create an account, like a username and password, to log in to your MyMedicare.gov account. And what we used to do is we would input someone's drugs, and it would generate just a very generic drug list ID that we could use. But now they're trying to tag it to everyone's Medicare number, so then that person's drug list will follow them. It's also a great way to log in and get your Medicare summary notices in the most updated way possible. And for us, it's an opportunity, but it can be a challenge if someone doesn't already have an account before they reach us for a plan comparison. It would take a little bit of extra time to make the account with the person. And then it is, of course, the client's responsibility to keep their username and password every year for us to revisit those plans as well. So it's definitely something to look into for those who are tech savvy or tech comfortable to make the MyMedicare.gov account, because it definitely helps our counselors in providing that personal cost analysis.
And I think it's important to remember, because again, there is such confusion, Part A and Part B. Part C, you can, as you said, have 15 to 23, depending on your zip code options. Part D, you could have many, 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 many more options, right? And the same then is true also of supplements, right?
So, absolutely.
So how do you keep it all? For drug plans, I mean, I once heard there were literally hundreds of drug plans. Is that still true?
There are, and majority of them do have nationwide coverage, so you don't always have to switch around. But it's generally about the same between 15 and 23 per zip code as well. So each zip code's very different, and it's important that folks really consider a prescription Part D coverage based on their prescriptions. So that's our number one question at all counseling is, does it cover your prescriptions? Not does your neighbor say it's so great and it works for them so well, are your prescription drugs covered?
I think you told a great story about somebody either at the agency or somebody mm-hmm. who had done their, well, why don't you tell the story instead of my sure. trying to interpret it?
I had a brand new counselor, so she has since moved to a different state, but stayed in the same SHIP program, just in a different state. But she was so excited for her first open enrollment period. It was time for her to counsel herself as her first client. She had found that actually her Part D plan had dropped one of her prescriptions, which at the time she was picking up monthly for $50. But the drug fell off formulary, so if she would have kept the same plan for the next year, she would have had to pay $1,500 a month.
Wow.
So it's not always that dramatic, but for her it was. So it really instilled in her how important it was for her to volunteer and provide this service to clients. And her training helped her, so it could definitely help others.
And I recently spoke to one of your counselors who told me about a situation that they were personally familiar with where a particular drug was $3,000 a month, if not covered by Part D. And so mm-hmm. picking the right provider for drugs is important. And it is important every year, particularly if your health situation has changed, to check out your drug list, even if nothing has changed, because like it may fall off the formulary.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. And that could be a simple 10-15 minute conversation with us too, because we are so comfortable with the information, we can make it a little less intimidating and a little quicker.
And all of us, as we get older, are likely to have experienced changes in our health situation and our medications. I tell people all the time, I had a stent on December 8th. I went on an entirely new list of medications on December 9th. And I was stuck with my plan, which did not cover my drugs, which just was a matter of timing, not a matter of mistake, but it was just a matter of timing. Anyway, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here with one of my favorite people. Desiree Mearns is here. She is the program director for SHINE. SHINE is serving the health insurance needs of elders. She helps those people on Medicare through the challenges of open enrollment. Open enrollment is a critical time every year from October 15th to December 7th, where you are going to be solicited to change your health insurance, your Medicare plan, maybe to go from one Advantage plan to another, or to go from traditional Medicare to Advantage, or maybe you're considering going back. The questions are enormous. The people who can help you navigate those challenging waters is SHINE. Desiree Mearns runs that program for the Area Agency on Aging, and we're going to tell you how you can reach them in just as soon as we come back. But in the interim, there is still time for you to call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can
and give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Back, everybody. Yes, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And if you're old enough to be on Medicare, tonight's show is for you because we are talking about open enrollment October 15th to December 7th, and it comes up every year, and consequently, my guest comes back every year because she's an expert, Desiree Mearns, who is the program director for the SHINE program of the Area Agency on Aging. We're going to give you contact information again, so stay tuned. You know, Desiree, I use myself as an example often about the pitfalls of being perhaps not as well informed as we should be. So I just recently had surgery. Many of my listeners know that. I did it at the Cleveland Clinic, and I used the physicians down there in the hospital, and that's in Broward County. 2 years ago, I had spinal fusion surgery, and I did that in New York. And because I have Part A, Part B, I have Part F as a supplement, and I have my Part D medication plan, I walked out of those situations with no bill. If I had a Medicare Advantage plan, or now the new health plan is their term, I would not have been able to either go to New York, the doctor of my choice, or to go to Broward for the hospital of my choice, doctor of my choice, for both of those surgeries. Medicare Advantage at that point would have prevented me from doing that because the maximum, the optimum word in Medicare Advantage is managed care, and so it's managed. So can we talk about some of the misunderstandings, the misnomers, and then let's talk about some of the promises that are starting to appear about Medicare Advantage that may not be all they're cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm. So the idea of original Medicare is you are not set into a network. So you can travel the country where whichever provider accepts Medicare, which down here in South Florida is not hard to find, will accept the supplement as well. So that's something that is important to a client if they travel often, maybe have two or more homes in different states, visit family, things of that nature, then original Medicare would be something that they may be interested in. If their budget may not support the additional premium of a supplement and then a separate Part D, because maybe they missed that guaranteed issue, right, we were talking about, right, and their premium's much higher, then an Advantage plan or a health plan may be something that's more budget friendly. But it is important to understand that there are in-network and out-of-network, out-of-pocket maximums. So although you can choose any doctor that accepts Medicare, if you're going out-of-network, there can be some pretty hefty maximums in the tens of thousands.
It's really a surprise. Now, we're starting to see a lot of promises about rides, about dental, about hearing. We're talking about home health care, AIDS. We're talking about a lot of these promised benefits. I don't know whether they're appearing here, and are they real? And or say it another way, how real are they?
So Part C or Advantage plans can also offer additional beyond what Medicare generally covers. So original Medicare is Medicare, black and white, what it is. Supplement covers what Medicare covers, and that's about it. Advantage plans, health plans can offer dental screenings, cleanings, hearing, maybe some help with a pair of glasses, some vision. Some of our clients really love the Silver Sneakers program, which is when a plan will pay for someone's gym membership. So there are these little perks, and if that's all you're looking for and that's what's very important to you, we can help you look at those Advantage plans that offer those perks. But it's very important that we also provide the education on exactly what that means. So if someone's looking for a specific dental procedure or hearing, maybe a cochlear implant, things of that nature, we would start with that information and dive into the Advantage plans that they're looking at and make sure that that's something that may be covered by that Advantage plan. It isn't always.
Yeah, of course, I'm familiar with the home health aid issue. And last year, there was only one plan that offered it, and it offered, under certain circumstances, very challenging circumstances, 128 hours a year. So not all these benefits can be as available as one would like to think that they are, which goes to be really careful, which is why they should call you if they have a problem. And if they want to call you, what number should they use?
So to make an appointment with a counselor, it would be 866-684-5885. Or you can reach our website at floridashine.org to put in a website contact request or find a presentation near you.
One of the other kind of new exciting things that Shine's going to get involved in is a new program called SM, like Mary P. Help me understand that.
Absolutely. So we're very excited. We received this grant in the middle of last year, around June time. It's called the Senior Medicare Patrol Program. We empower and assist Medicare beneficiaries and their families, caregivers also, to prevent, detect, and report healthcare fraud, errors, and abuse through outreach, counseling, and education. So we're very excited to take on this piece because we've seen the Medicare fraud piece. Sometimes we get clients calling in very excited. I have Medicare fraud. They really, did me over. Maybe not.
Right.
Maybe it was just a miscoding.
Right.
There's a huge difference between abuse and fraud, excuse me. And the difference is intent.
Right.
So we try to help our clients figure that piece out.
Right. One of the biggest Medicare frauds out there today is this DNA testing.
Genetic
and people testing. Are confusing that with Ancestry.com and 123 versus to take a swab out of your cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real problem, right?
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
That is a big one. We'll talk about that. Anyway, if you tune in late tonight, you'll be sorry because you missed a great show. Desiree Mearns has been here. She comes here every year at this time of year because it's open enrollment. Open enrollment is that time between October 15th and December 7th every year where you can make options you can make choices, decisions about your Medicare, whether you want to stay with Part A, Part B, and Part D with a supplement, or if you want to consider an Advantage plan. It's a lot of questions. And it's, frankly, even for the sophisticated, it is a very challenging process for you to choose the right plan, and it's challenging to navigate the Medicare.gov website and the SHINE program, which Desiree is the program director of, can help you. Have a pen. I'm going to tell you how you can reach them in a second. If you're now really sorry that you missed the show, and you should be, I have good news. All right, you can listen because we're going to put it up on podcast. Tomorrow it'll be up. Just search OMG, I'm getting up. We will pop. We're here every week with our new shows. We put it up there. If you're not a podcaster, and of course I understand that, I myself am not much of a podcaster, you can listen on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Palm Beach, one word, .comfortcare, C-O-M-F-O-R-C-A-R-E. You and your spell check are going to try like crazy to put a T in there. Do not do that. You will not get to us. It's palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, if you don't have a radio in your house, and many of us no longer do, we do have a smartphone, all right? And so the good news is you can listen on that. Just download a free TuneIn Radio app. It's available on all the platforms. TuneIn, one word, TuneIn Radio app. And then just set a reminder for every Monday night at 6 o'clock to tune into WSVU here in Palm Beach, because that's the station call letters. Of course, if you're more comfortable simulcasting on the internet, we do that too. You can listen on www.trueoldiesfla.com. Next week, change the subject, a most interesting subject. Dr. Roger Landry is going to be here. Dr. Landry wrote a book called Live Long and Die Short. He's going to be here with Rachel Blumberg, who instituted the program that it talks about at the assisted living that she's the executive director at, it and has had a dramatic effect on the well-being and quality of life for her residents. And Live Long, Die Short is a program that improves the quality of life. It's not the years you have left, it's a life in the years. Dr. Landry has unbelievable suggestions and a program that you should follow. I'm looking forward to that show. I want to wish everybody again the most happiest and healthiest of New Year's. Shana Tova. I hope for those who celebrate that you had a wonderful, sweet, happy, and healthy New Year. And I look forward to the year ahead. I hope that you do too. In the few minutes I have left, though, with my guest, Desiree Mearns. Desiree, there's so much to talk about that we didn't get to. We never do. Every year you come here, I regret that we don't have more time, but we don't. How do people reach you? And if they reach you, it's more than just asking questions. They can actually make appointments. So how can people reach you, and where are you, and who should they talk to, et cetera?
Absolutely. So our elder helpline number is 866-684-5885. When a client or caregiver calls in, they would ask for a SHINE appointment. We can do face-to-face or over the phone. We have 19 different locations throughout Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indie River, and Okeechobee counties. We do also the phone appointments as well, because we do understand many times the client is here and the caregiver or loved one is maybe in a different state, so we can do three-way calls as well. We have translation services to help with any of that as well. So someone would call for a SHINE program or a SHINE appointment to help get either their open enrollment period plan comparison, or if you are new to Medicare during this time, I would not wait. We generally run out of appointments by October 31st. So if your birthday falls between October 15th and December 7th and you are brand new to Medicare, please call now. We do not want to miss out on you. We want to make sure that you get your initial enrollment period information and you're making the decisions that are best for you in an unbiased manner, as well as if you already have Medicare, please get that appointment in quick. They go really fast.
And the service costs exactly how much?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's a freebie, right?
Completely free, completely unbiased, and absolutely confidential.
And I want to say this with in all candor. I think amongst most of the people who come through your door, I would be considered more knowledgeable than the average person that would come through your door. I go to SHINE every year. I go check my drugs every year. I went there before I signed up for Medicare. The reason I say that is not to pat myself on the back, but people should not be embarrassed to come to you. I mean, it doesn't matter how smart you are, how much you think you know. There may be something that you know that we don't, and it's really important. Am I right?
And then to tag on to that, many of our volunteers, this is a volunteer network here of folks. They come from all walks of life.
Right.
Yes, we have ex-CEOs of large companies, but we also have retired teachers, stay-at-home moms. So they're going to level with you at where you are and help to navigate the system by what your needs are. No one's going to talk down to you. Yes, we are Medicare trained, but we're not the know-it-alls. We do still have to call in reinforcements and help you find and navigate certain things as well.
And you really, I mean, this may be an exaggeration, you have an army of help. I mean, you really have an unbelievable wealth of knowledge inside the SHINE program, mm-hmm. Right?
And it's not just that. Many times the best volunteer, if anyone's interested in becoming a SHINE volunteer, it is always best to just be a researcher. Just know where to find the resource, because it is impossible to memorize all of this information. But if you know where to go and find where your unbiased support is, that's the best way to better understand your Medicare.
And it does change every year. I there is a reason I go to all of your presentations, because I never leave a presentation. Again, not to blow smoke, I never leave a presentation of yours that I don't learn something that I did not know before. And, you know, one of the things I learned this time is that there are some Medicare Advantage plans that may, if you have two houses, may be able to write in both zip codes. We don't have time to talk about that, but it's really, really interesting. I can't thank you enough. You're so generous with your time. You're so generous with your information. And
thanks for having
you
us
are
out
so
again.
You're so smart. It's scary. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're a new listener to us, we're here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. We talk about issues that range from this to medical issues, so on and so forth, Alzheimer's. We're going to be doing a wonderful Alzheimer's show at the end of October. I can't encourage you enough to listen. If you're a regular, thanks for being with us. If you're Jewish, happy and healthy. If you're not, happy and healthy to you anyway. We'll be back next Monday night. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, and so is my mom. Good night.